Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life. FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
I don't want to do this now. I am getting the text just based on you.
I got a text.
Getting people pumped up about my little procedure coming up tomorrow.
I got a text from one of my many bosses, one of the many people I answer to, who said, you should call today, fix my life. It should be fix my loins.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Well said.
This coming from Drew. Went to high school with Drew. My buddy just had the vasectomy in December. His nuts were the size of grapefruit, had a hematoma, and they had to reoperate. Except for 3 weeks, it felt like someone was lighting his blank on fire while simultaneously punching them.
Outstanding.
That was one. We also got a tweet. And again, social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Guy at work got the procedure done last August at a very big hospital around here. Ended up having to miss work for 3 months because things swelled up like a grapefruit. He couldn't walk. Okay, that's...
Couldn't walk.
That's not going to work for me. I got these two kids, very young kids. I got to be able to help.
Well, you're only hearing horror stories. That's like one right out of... How many guys get this done every year in Northeast
Ohio? My buddy in Seattle heard us talking about the show. He said, me and my buddies all went in on the same day, and we ended up partying all weekend. It was no big deal at all.
We do also know a guy that was out for 2 weeks, personally.
Is that the same guy that was out 2 weeks for everything?
Yes. You better. Hey, I didn't say that. He listens to everything you say, so I didn't say it. Don't be sending the nasty text to me. So how does Lima deal with it this weekend? You are scheduled for 3 o'clock tomorrow?
3 o'clock.
He's getting it done at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Now, some people thought this was sick. They weren't listening at the time. Lima does have the option to watch it on a closed-circuit television screen in the operating room if he wants to.
That's right. In HD, too. On Paramount Plus.
Wow. Short throw projection from this. Never mind. So how does Lima get over this this procedure?
Well,
and you've been given, your wife has told you, like, you sure you want to get it?
Yeah, my wife had something going on with her doctor, and she was like, hey, you actually don't need to do this now. She actually did this, and it just happened yesterday. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this again, because if you end up stopping what you're doing in 5 years just because you're sick and tired of doing that, I'm not going to go through this again, because I've had to think about it for a month, and we've rescheduled twice, once on their end, once on mine. I just want this done once and for all.
You don't want to be a 50-year-old with a newborn.
Oh, my God. No, you don't.
No. I didn't want to be what I was with a newborn. God.
You're actively not wanting to be.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Valley City. Merv in Valley City. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Marv.
Hey, it's Marv. How you doing, guys?
Doing well, Marv. Go right on ahead.
I just want to say, first of all, you picked the right day. You picked a Friday. Excellent. Get yourself two bags of frozen peas, your favorite bottle of liquor, and you'll be good to go on Monday.
Are you allowed to drink going in? Can you have a couple of nips
before, during, and after?
Before you go in,
going in, I didn't do that going in, but hey, if that's what you want, go for it.
I was warned about the color. What will be the discoloration down there?
I didn't have a lot of discoloration. I think it's very important for you to get that.
Congratulations on all your success.
Something cold on there as quick as possible.
All right, Marv, thank you very much for the call, my friend.
What's very interesting to me, since we started talking about this a few months ago, was that the amount of guys, like very responsible, successful guys, were like, got to do it. You just got to do it. Like lecturing me that I had to do it. And I'm like, well, I've made it this long. I made it this long before I met my wife without having a problem. Why all of a sudden now is it like, well, you got to get it done?
Because
you're different now with your wife, though, right? Like, there's less precaution taken.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to have probably less precaution taken.
I got to tell you, in a way, I'm jealous of them. In a way, I'm jealous of them. I ain't gonna lie.
Or you raise your family.
Yeah.
Are you prepared, though? Like, have you stocked up on the peas? When I was in the military, guys got it done all the time, and they said, buy like six bags of peas and just have them on rotate.
Eat them peas afterwards?
I don't know that you eat
them. Because they're in a bag, but they've been in places.
They were always at that point, they were, you get a pound for 99 cents or yeah. whatever.
Well, that was back in the day.
Back in the good old days.
It should be. It's been a week now.
Mike in Western Pennsylvania, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Good luck to you in making this horrible decision. Good luck.
I had mine
done on a Friday afternoon, just like you're about to have it, at the end of the day. And next thing you know, it's same day procedure, outpatient clinic, wherever I was. Where I was at the hospital, they got so far behind, then ended up moving my procedure to the labor and delivery room, where they deliver babies. I was able to look up in the mirrors and see everything that was going on.
I swear to God to you.
Here's what I'll tell you. I probably swelled up the size of a small orange after the fact, get some peas, frozen peas, do everything like that.
Orange.
And be free. A small orange.
You're talking mandarin?
A tangerine.
Nah, bigger than that.
Nectarine.
It's not one of those gigantic.
Baseball.
Like I'd say baseball.
A baseball.
All right.
That's still pretty big.
And be prepared for the first time you take a piss. Be prepared for the first time you take a pee.
What's going to happen?
Razor blade.
Why? No! No!
All right. Okay.
We're canceling. We're canceling.
That was something.
End of that.
Sorry, should my Doc. Wife, if I ever get it done, should my wife have to come in and hold my leg like I had to hold hers? Jim in Strongsville, you're next
you
up on the
fan. You have to do more than that.
Hello.
Listen, Lima, the one thing you have to know is you're fully exposed. There's lots of people around, so it's probably going to be like a typical Saturday night when you're single.
I've been an exhibitionist before. I'm down with that.
But also, you shouldn't worry about this, because when you inevitably get divorced, this is going to lead you to be like Charlie Sheen of our time.
This will be good for the show. This will be really good.
What could that possibly be?
Yeah, it's called a rampage.
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, man.
Tigers.
It's going to be a free-for-all.
What season was at the end where Don Draper gives that look at the bar? Yeah. And it's right at the end of the season of Mad Men. I go, oh, here comes Tone. Oh, yeah. But Jim, don't think I haven't thought about it already, my friend. You know that. All right, let me get another one in here quick. Let me get the Dan in Grafton. Dan, hello.
So, Lima, the one thing that you're going to have to worry about is you're going to have to make sure you're all nice and smooth down there, because if you get a hot nurse and she's like, oh, you missed a spot, you're going to be like, oh, my goodness, this is how some adult movies start. You're not going to, the thing you're going to be worrying about is going to phase two, and you're not going to want to have that happen while two women are going in between your legs and there's smoke coming up between your legs when they cauterize.
Dan is right. I think you want somebody who looks
cauterize.
Like...
That's what I want to hear.
I think you're really like a Mike McCarthy type of person working.
Yeah, I don't want to hear cauterize. I don't want to hear clamping. I don't want to hear any of this.
Yeah, can we get Andy Reid in
the
room?
Can we get the mashed potato crew in
here? We just get someone to... What's Mike Holmgren doing? Should that be part of his contract?
I can't ask him for vasectomy tickets.
I can't stop. I can't.
I got people saying they're going tomorrow too. Maybe we'll hold hands during the procedure. Thanks, Mitchell.
I told you I wanted to get them done together, and we would hold hands and do the show with it while it going on, which I thought would be incredible. Our old boss called me a psycho.
The end of smoking aces on the beds.
216-474-0092. I mean, they're still rolling. Do we ask Mary Kay what you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll be opinionated.
I'm a texter. I'm not going to surprise her with it. What?
Can we take, when we come back, let's take like two or three.
Yeah. All right. 216-474-0092. Who's got the best advice for Tone as he gets prepared to get his vasectomy tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, 3 o'clock. I know. We might be canceling. I'm being dead honest.
Now, is this like a national kickoff time where it says 3, but it's really like...
You should have...
3:25.
If the afternoon show's listening, they listen to everything. You should have to call in, give or take, whether or not you're getting it done or you're not getting it done tomorrow. You should have to do that.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
I think it'd be incredible.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.